from the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel. With the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass on this, the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. I am Father Dan Donovan. The televising of this Mass is made possible by a contribution from three donors. The first is E. Feliciano in Toronto, Ontario, in thanksgiving and for the living and deceased members of her family. The second is an anonymous donor from Rouen and Noranda, Quebec, for the return of children and grandchildren to their faith, for deceased family members, and for the health of the family. The third is an anonymous donor from St. Catharines, Ontario, for the intentions of all her dear family, and in thanksgiving for blessings received. Our thanks to our donor for the gift of this Mass. On this New Year's Day, we would like to extend our best wishes to all who are part of our TV Mass community for a peace-filled 2021. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. You were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who through the fruitful virginity of Blessed Mary bestowed on the human race the grace of eternal salvation, grant, we pray, that we may experience the intercession of her through whom we were found worthy to receive the author of life. Our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Numbers. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, 'Thus you shall bless the children of Israel. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.' So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
May God be gracious to us and bless us. May God be gracious to us and bless us. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. May God be gracious to us and bless us. The earth has yielded its increase. God our God has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. May God be gracious to us and bless us.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption to sonship. And because you are sons and daughters, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer slave, but son. And if son, then also heir through God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors by the prophets. In these last days, he has spoken to us by the Son.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The shepherds went with haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Although the focus throughout the Christmas season is on Jesus, on the mystery of his person and on the nature of his mission, today's celebration of Mary under the title of Mother of God underlines not only the full humanity of Jesus, but also the fact that in him, the Son or Word of God entered into and made his own a human life like ours. Although God could well have brought about our salvation in a different way, he chose to send his Son as one like ourselves so that by living a human life to the full, he would both heal and renew our lives and provide for us an example of the kind of life we are called to live. In becoming one with the child Jesus, God drew close to all of us, giving us an even greater dignity than the one we already possessed as creatures made in God's image and likeness. In the story of Christmas, Mary is inseparable from Jesus. She bore him in her womb, gave birth to him, nourished and cared for him. Like most mothers, she had a unique and intimate relationship with her child. In addition to all that was natural about his life, she recognized from the beginning that it had another dimension to it, something that rendered him unique. The angel of the Annunciation had assured Mary that her child would be great and would be called the Son of the Most High, because the Holy Spirit would come upon him. The angel added, "The child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God." There's a phrase in today's gospel which comes back twice in Luke's account of the birth and early childhood of Jesus. Mary, the evangelist tells us, treasured all these things and pondered them in her heart. The reference here is to what the shepherds reported about the vision that provoked them to seek out the child and his mother. Luke's account of the 12-year-old Jesus staying behind in the temple in Jerusalem while his parents set out for their journey back to Nazareth ends with the comment, "His mother treasured all these things in her heart." Here at the beginning of the gospel, Mary is presented to us as a model of prayerful reflection. She seeks to enter more deeply into the mystery she herself is living and to understand the destiny of her son and her relationship to it. The reading we heard a few moments ago from Paul's letter to the Galatians was probably chosen for our celebration because it is the one reference in his letters to the mother of Jesus. "When the time came," he says, "the time of salvation, God sent his son, born of a woman, born under the law, so that we might receive adoption to sonship." The birth of Mary's child has implications not only for her, but for all of us. Through his life, and above all through his death and resurrection, he has become, for those who turn to him in faith and trust, the source of that gift of the Spirit which enables us to share in his life. We have become his sisters and brothers, children of the one God to whom, together with Jesus, we pray, "Abba, Father." Today is also New Year's Day. As different as the thoughts it ordinarily evokes might seem from our liturgical celebration of Mary and her child, there are connections between the two, the most obvious of which is hope. Although in different cultures and religious traditions, the actual day on which people celebrate the beginning of a new year has varied and continues to vary, the year itself, as a basic measure of time, seems to be as old as humanity. It reflects our experience of the world and especially of the seasons. The fact that I've spent most of my life as a teacher has inclined me to think of early September, with its return of students to school and university, as marking the beginning of a new year. From a liturgical point of view, the year begins with the first Sunday of Advent. There is something about beginnings, whether they be the beginning of a new year, of a marriage, a child's life, or the beginning of a new level of one's education, or of the taking on of a new job. Something about beginnings that evokes, for many people, a sense of expectation and hope. It is often an occasion to reflect on one's life, where we are in relation to it, and what we hope to fear from the future. The invitation this year to look to the future fills many with a hope that we have not had for some time. The pandemic has made the past year a challenging one for most of us. It's no surprise that those involved in the making of dictionaries have announced that the word for 2020 is pandemic. Although we were warned that such a thing was possible and that over time was even inevitable, we rarely or never thought about it. Even as the coronavirus began to spread, many assumed that it would be over by the summer. In fact, it has turned out to be an enormously destructive, not only on our physical and psychological health, but also on our social and economic well-being. As we look forward to 2021, we do so with the hope that the vaccines being developed and distributed will be available not only for us, but for the whole of humanity. Our ultimate hope is in God and for life in Him. At the same time, we trust that He will give us the grace and help we need in order to fulfill the life to which we are called. A New Year's Day tradition in some cultures includes the blessing of the family by grandparents. In recognition of that tradition, today's first reading contains one of the most beautiful blessings in the Bible. It is echoed in today's responsorial psalm. It is my prayer for you and for all of us that as we begin the new year, may we pray, may the Lord bless us and keep us. May He make His face to shine upon us and be gracious to us. May He lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. Let us now profess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, life everlasting. Amen. For those in the Daily TV Mass community who have asked to be remembered in our prayer intentions book, especially those experiencing loneliness and doubts about the future during these uncertain times, that they may find the peace and hope of Christ during this Christmas season. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mingling of this water and wine, become partakers of His divinity, became partaker of our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God forever.
Gracious God, we ask you, wash me from my sins, cleanse me from my iniquity. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be made acceptable to God, the Father Almighty.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of His name, for our good and of all of His holy church.
O God, who in your kindness begin all good things and bring them to fulfillment, grant to us who find joy in the solemnity of the Holy Mother of God that just as we glory in the beginnings of your grace, so one day we may rejoice in its completion. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, a new light of your glory has shone upon the eyes of our mind, so that as we recognize in Him God made visible, we may be caught up through Him in love of things invisible. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and once more, giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Lord, remember your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Thomas, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and with all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, O Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope of the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not upon our sins, but upon the face of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, and peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer one another the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Would those of you at home join with me now in this act of spiritual communion? My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. As though you were already there, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Permit not that I should ever be separated from you. Amen.
Let us pray. We have received this heavenly banquet with joy, O Lord. Grant, we pray, that it may lead us to eternal life as we rejoice to proclaim the Blessed Ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of your Son and Mother of the Church, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this month. Please remember that all requests for prayers are included in our prayer intentions book and shared with all of our celebrants.
Came her little child, fairest child of fairest mother, God the Lord who came to earth, Word made flesh, our very brother, takes our nature by his birth. Son of